Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 67th edition of the Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by Colm Turner, the actor in Queen and Country, by the great John Boorman, presented at the Quinzaine des Réalisateurs. Great French pronunciation. Directors Fortnight. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So this is your first major film role, isn't it? And directed by John Boorman. How does that feel?
Well, my mum and myself always used to watch his films. Emerald Forest was one of the... That my mum worked out that she could just put me in front of the TV and put a film on, and she'd have an hour and a half, 2 hours break. And Emerald Forest was one of the films that she used that trick on me.
That's with, a great
film. Yeah, it's a great film. And not only that, but Hope and Glory is one of her favourite films, and Point Blank and Deliverance, as an adult, are two of my favourite films. It's a real privilege and a real honour, and just to be plucked out by the man, and then taken in with open arms, really warm, really welcoming, and really made me part of the family that he has.
Yeah. How did it all start? I mean, how were you approached to play the part?
I got an agent, and it was fairly straightforward process,
right.
Audition. I only auditioned once, actually, and but I knew I don't mean to sound cocky or anything, but there was that a few things happened that made me know that I was going to get it, you know. Ending up with John saying, I auditioned for both roles, and then he said, you could play both. And it was the way he said it, and I was like, after everything else that had happened. Like, I went and looked for Hope and Glory after I read the script, and with the script I was like, I've got to get this. And I went looking for Hope and Glory, I went HMV, I went FOP, and I ended up in Waterstones in the last ditch. Anyway, I picked up a few other films.
Yeah.
And after like 20 minutes, and I was like, I'm never going to find this film. And I start to walk out, and I think, no, just one last. And I turned around, and it was just there. It was at the entrance bit, you know, of the DVD section in Waterstones. And I was like, and I get all like superstitious thing. I was like, yes,
yeah,
I'm definitely going to get it. And,
awesome.
And then watched the film a couple of times, and then read the script one more time, and then did the work, and then went and met him, and we got on really well. And then he seemed to really like what I did. And I just remember walking out of it, and I was fully buzzing, buzzing.
Yeah.
It's one of those where I literally, this was in like June 2012.
Yeah.
So it's 2 years ago. And I didn't find out until October. And most days I would think about the film.
Right.
Most days. It was the most painful thing, like not knowing. And not even like whether it was a yes or no, you know, whether you can move on. Eventually I got the phone call, and I was like, ecstatic.
And what was that about your character? Obviously, it's kind of like playing John himself, so big responsibility, right? Did you ever feel that?
Well, with any character, you feel that responsibility to serve the film, and serve the purpose of the character. But
although it doesn't happen often to play the director himself. But
exactly, or a true person either. But the beauty of it is that I have John there, you know, and we met up a few times before anything started, he shared with me some of his secrets and memories, and we got to know each other, and he got to know me, and it was brilliant, because I had the man, I had the man, and be like, so this, and be like, oh, and he just talked me through it, and be like, okay, and he helped, like. You know, also, not only that, but I have Hope and Glory to look at. And I've got the boy, you know, the boy there. I've got all his memories. I don't have to imagine them. They're there. I can just watch them.
Yeah, totally.
I watched the film about 10 times before we started shooting. Just so, like, I could see the way that he moved his eyes, or, you know. I just tried to, hone that into myself.
Yeah.
Then through the
exactly, but John, he looks like he always gets great performances in his films, and one thing I asked the other actors in this film is, what was the collaboration like, in terms of like, did he really like just give you the freedom to play the character in the way that you wanted it, rather than, okay, this is how you got to play them?
Yeah, I mean, it was give and take. I think he said at one stage, he said casting is 60% of the film. And if you look around, I mean, we're all not dissimilar to our characters, apart from Tamsin is probably the complete opposite, but she's still, so I think there was that, and so we were already halfway there, you know, and then it was just the playing of it and the finding the truthfulness, which, you know, he had clear ideas of what he wanted, but then at the same time he was completely open to drastic change, which happened a few times. So, the best director I've worked with in terms of that performance led, you know. But and at the same time he's putting you in places, but he's putting you in places for the film. It's all for the greater good of the film. And he knows exactly how the film's going to flow, and so he's got. So you've got. You have to listen. Obviously, with any director, you have to listen. But he really has a specific way. I mean, if you've seen the film, it's the way it flows, and it's like it's got this magical element, mythical element to it. And most of his films do. You know.
And what about the rest of the cast? I mean, what was the atmosphere on the set, and how did the relationships with the rest of the cast, especially with Tamsin and Caleb?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about this film is that it was a real family film. You know, John's daughter was assisting him, and her kids came, and her husband came, and then, you know, there was other family members who were in and out of it, and then the crew. You know, John's worked with Seamus so many times. He's worked with Tony Pratt since 1967.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a bond there, and there's a real bond, and there's real friendship with everyone else, and that just filtered down through, because everyone that he cast are just incredibly beautiful people. Caleb and I, the first day that he arrived from America, he called me. He was like, "Hey man, I'm here, wherever," and I'd never spoken to him before in my life, you know. And I was like, okay, cool, well, let's come have breakfast. And I knew that he was going to be my best friend for 8 weeks. Every day with each other, just like challenging each other, taking the piss out of each other, you know. Really, 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 really pushing each other, but in a brotherly way, you know. And especially with films as well. Like he's a big film fan, you know. His memory's better than mine. I've got such a bad memory, it lets me down all the time, but I do watch a lot of films, you know.
But we
would always be like, have you seen that?
Have you ever seen it?
And like, for instance, Naked, which is one of my favourite films, David Fewes, one of my favourite actors, and he didn't even know who David Fewes was. I was like, what? Naked? And it just went on for ages, and I'll show him clips here, show him clips there, and he would do it to me, and then we would challenge each other with the movies that we haven't watched. And be like, oh, mate, you call yourself an actor, you haven't watched that film. You know.
It's like the characters themselves, that's something that connects them.
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, right?
It's almost like it was meant to be. It's
well,
crazy.
Well, 60% of the thing is casting, so...
Awesome. Okay, well, let's talk about you outside of this film. I mean, what is it that interests you as an actor? It's a very broad question, but feel free to answer it.
Well, I suppose there are lots of different things. The stories, I suppose, are the ones that, you know, interest me, and then the characters within those stories, within those worlds, and then being part of, you know, someone like John, or I just worked with Paul McGuigan as well. They create these worlds where you are encapsulated and you go into them, and the sets, you know, it was like going back in time on Queen and Country. So the challenge of that, you know, then going in and then working out the truthfulness of the scenes, working out the character, and then playing it as well, you know, because it's always a challenge. It's always going to be a different challenge. And then the fun in that. And I think if you're not having fun, then, you know, you might as well do something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and on that note, I'm curious to know, like, what is it that made you want to start acting?
Well, you know, like I said about my mum, she's always, like, we always go to the cinema together, even now, and I always have done, and she's generated a love of film inside of me that she had herself, and Always watched films, and I've always been affected by films. You know, like I always tell the story of Shane Meadows' film *Room for Romeo Brass*, and there's this older guy, Paddy Considine, who befriends the two boys, and then anyway it goes sour. And I grew up on an estate, and there were older people on my estate, adults, you know, who shouldn't be hanging out with kids. And, you know, I distanced myself from them, even when my friends were having, you know, there was a pirate radio in one of the houses, and all my friends were like on the radio, and I was like, no, it's weird. It's weird. It's too old. I'm going home. Fuck you guys. But it's because I'd seen that film, you know, that I'd seen, like, something, you know, underlying.
Yeah.
And films, you know, I learned much more from life through films than I have actually.
You're so right, yeah.
You know, the amount that I watch, I hope I would, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I get inspired by films, but I definitely get more affected by them.
Right, and the stories.
And, you know, because it's life. I mean, it's just like how people, you know, in ancient times, folklore would have been passed down through stories.
Yeah.
It's only another medium of storytelling.
Yeah.
I think that's why John's so great, is because he is a true storyteller. He tells a story. Really.
Exactly.
So yeah, I wanted to be in films. I want to be in films.
Okay, yeah.
And that's why I got into acting. But then, you know, that opened the doors to stage and other mediums. So yeah.
How did you find it different from the stage to the film?
Well, it's a completely different buzz that you get. You know, we got a standing ovation here. You know, I mean.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty incredible.
Deserved as well, I have to say.
I didn't. Thank you, I appreciate it. I think it's deservedly for John, definitely.
Yeah, but a lot of people would say that your performance was excellent.
Thank you.
About your future projects. Let's say, is there anything in the can that you can talk about?
Yeah, it's now called Igor, the Paul McGuigan's Igor, not Frankenstein,
yes.
With Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy in it, and I play Andrew Scott's sidekick police officer that doesn't really want to take on the responsibilities that his superior is thrusting upon him.
Yeah.
Which was a great part to play, and with Paul McGuigan, it's also just, I mean, Gangster Number One's one of my favourite, I'm just a lucky guy. And also I'm working with on a Jack Dawn TV series called Glue. I play a Romany gypsy, who's Romany traveller, whose 14-year-old brother's just died.
Oh,
and it's like you don't know who finds out. Yeah. I actually still don't know, they haven't given us all the scripts. So. And Jack Dawn, you know, the link to Shane Meadows, so that's like another thing of like, I can't believe that I'm working with these guys.
Once it starts happening, it just keeps happening, if you can keep it up, of course.
Well, hopefully, if I can keep on working with people that I love and admire, then I mean, that'd be incredible.
It's a big drive, too. Thanks very much for joining us today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Wish you all the best. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.